Good morning, Your Honors. Doug Walton here for the appellant, Mr. Josue Babinas-Pimentel. Your Honors, if it may please the Court, the issue before us today is whether there was sufficient evidence for the jury to convict the defendant of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute in excess of 500 grams of methamphetamine and 100 kilograms of marijuana in violation of 21 U.S.C. sections 841A1 and 846. Now, Your Honor, I do have some obstacles that I candidly acknowledge, and that is that my client has allegedly confessed. However, there is no recorded confession brought into evidence in this matter. And also, Your Honor, I will acknowledge the other major obstacle that we have before us, which is supposedly there was a monitored money transaction that took place between the defendant and an alleged co-conspirator. And, Your Honor, I would say in support of an effort to try and mitigate those issues, first of all, the transaction that was monitored, according to the record, was mainly governed by the defendant's wife, Amy Babinas, as well as the telephone conversation that took place before that transaction. Now, to the issues that I have in support of my case, Your Honor, my client, as the record reflects, was known as the mechanic, a gentleman who was allegedly dismantling vehicles, stuffing them with controlled substances, and preparing them for shipment outward to other locations. We have two key witnesses in this trial, Your Honors. Jessica Fox, who is the girlfriend of one of the co-conspirators, Mr. Amaral. And then the other key witness was Officer Dennis Holt, who was a task force agent. Now, the main thrust of the testimony from Ms. Fox was that she had information that Mr. Pimentel was stuffing these vehicles. However, Your Honors, she had no firsthand knowledge of my client dismantling the drive shafts on these vehicles, stuffing them with narcotics, and then putting them back together for shipment outward. The other issue here, Your Honors, is that Officer Holt also stated that he had no firsthand knowledge of seeing Mr. Pimentel dismantling these vehicles. In fact, the Lincoln Continental, which was the big car in issue in this case for the drive shaft issue, where they were dismantling the drive shaft, putting dope in it, closing it up, and sending it on the road, he said that he looked at the car and had no indication that it had been tampered with. The other vehicle that was mainly in question in this case was a minivan. Now, that brings us to the issue here of it goes back to actually to the case of Derive. Your Honors, there's no doubt that a conspiracy existed here. To refute that issue would be senseless. The question here is whether or not Mr. Babinas was a member of the conspiracy. Let's look at the minivan. Mr. Babinas, as the officer even testified, had knowledge that my client had gone in, taken the taillight out of the vehicle. He went on a parts run. He comes back and he finds that other individuals were extricating a package from the void in the taillight. Now, my client did not take the package out. My client went on a parts run and other people took the contents from the vehicle. My client, according to the information that we had, was instructed to repair the taillight and take it out of the socket. So the other issue here, Your Honor, is that, of course, my client has allegedly given a statement that he believed that there may have been some controlled substances in the packages, but he did not know what those were specifically. The packages that we have at issue here, Your Honors, again, if he didn't know what was in them, I don't know that he can knowingly be a member of a conspiracy. That being said, Your Honors, I would ask that the court would reverse the decision of the trial court. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Walton. Mr. Ruckman?
May it please the court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Matt Brookman. I'm an assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Indiana in the Evansville office. And I'm here on behalf of the government today, Your Honor, and asking this court to affirm the conviction of Mr. Babinas Pimentel for his participation in this methamphetamine and marijuana distribution conspiracy. The jury verdict in this case must stand unless there was no evidence, regardless of its weight even, from which the jury could have found guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And I think that's an extremely heavy burden for the defendant on appeal, which I think Mr. Walton acknowledged. In fact, there was abundant evidence in this case probably the foremost of which was the defendant's own confession. He confessed not only to being a worker on the trap vehicles, but also being a distributor, being fronted methamphetamine, reselling that as a mid-level distributor. The search of the defendant's home further buttressed that. The testimony of his co-conspirators further buttressed that. All of that together led to at least enough evidence to sustain the conviction, that the evidence was sufficient for the conviction. I'd ask this court to affirm the conviction. If there are no other questions, I'd stand on our brief.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brookman. Mr. Walton, do you have anything further?
Nothing further, thank you.
Okay, and you were appointed, were you not?
Yes.
So we thank you for your efforts on behalf of the client. And the court will be in recess. Thank you.